You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around mid-August this year, senior management at the University of Auckland made an announcement saying they were looking to cut a number of small postgraduate and undergraduate courses in the Faculty of Arts with less than 60 and 30 students, respectively. The university said that the cuts were being proposed to optimize course offerings and address classroom spacing issues. They also said that the cuts came about as a result of a routine review of courses regularly conducted by the university. The announcement resulted in widespread backlash and outcry by the University's of Auckland's senior academics and lecturers, saying that the university gave them a limited time frame to review and contest the changes, and the decision to cut courses such as Huarahi Māori will have an impact on marginalized communities. I spoke to Nicole Wallace, an organizer at the Tertiary Education Union, who works with lecturers at the University of Auckland, to discuss the course cut proposal and its implications for academics and lecturers.
What was your initial reaction to the announcement of the proposed course cuts?
The weird thing is, it initially wasn't so much of an announcement. Members started talking about how people were talking about course cuts. And that was the first strange thing, that normally when you talk about massive changes to courses and course availability, there's quite a long process that involves the people who teach into those courses or that program that's being affected, that decide, okay, what's going to get removed? What's that going to affect? How's that going to affect degrees? And how's that going to affect teaching? What do we need to look out for? And there was none of that in what members were experiencing. Instead, what members were being told was, we need to cut courses. We need to cut courses fast. So a very short turnaround without the proper sort of process and diligence that these sort of education decisions really require. It also was only being talked about in certain areas of the university, even though it was very clear it was happening everywhere. A lot of leadership wasn't being very clear about what was happening. And so there was a lot of confusion. And then once people realized more was happening, a lot of anger, really, that education decisions were being approached this way.
Can you tell us about which courses the university was proposing to cut and the significance of choosing to cut those courses in particular?
Well, there definitely seemed to be some view that smaller courses were being looked at. It was clear that the university wasn't talking about cutting all courses that were under 60 or 30 people, but there was definitely a sense that these smaller courses were being looked at more closely, and that these were the ones that were being considered to be removed. And there seemed to be no rationale for that besides the size of the courses themselves. It was clear that this wasn't the sole determinator, but it was definitely part of the consideration.
So why do you think the university was choosing to cut those small courses in particular?
That's a really good question, because there were a lot of different reasons being given, none of which really added up. So one of the big reasons that rationale was that was given was that the university was running out of spaces to teach courses, particularly with this new suite of courses that are being brought in starting 25-26, and that there was space pressure, and that this meant the space pressure had sort of come up by surprise. It's not clear, though, whether that was the main rationale. There's been a real lack of clarity here, which is concerning. So there was also talk about the need to remove some workload from staff, and workload is definitely a really big issue for teaching staff and academics at the University of Auckland. But it was very clear that wasn't the key reason. So a real lack of transparency as to why such a drastic thing was taking place.
So do you think that space pressure was a legitimate reason to propose cutting those courses?
Certainly was not a legitimate reason to go about cutting courses in that kind of way. Any sort of space pressure or resource pressure like that does need to be addressed, of course, but it needs to be addressed by a proper process, which doesn't sacrifice academic integrity or the integrity of programs, degrees and faculties to deal with that.
Just regarding that, senior management said that the proposed course cuts were made as part of a routine review of courses that the university regularly conducts. Do you think that's true?
No, because there are routine ways that programs are dealt with. Yes, there are always reviews happening. The thing that's notable about reviews of courses and programs is they're done over a very long timescale. So, and what would normally happen is that the academics who are actually the experts in an area, I mean, that's the whole point of a university, right? You're being taught by the people who are the experts, who are doing active research. Those people would spend months talking about what changes need to be made, making sure all the different angles have been looked at as to, okay, if we cut this course, is that going to have ramifications on postgraduate degrees, or is that going to have ramifications on other programs that we may not be aware of, that those students often take our course, these sorts of considerations. And then make sure that everybody who was involved in teaching that program would be involved, and to make sure that they had all the information needed before they made decisions. And then those decisions would go, you know, be proposed and go up through leadership. And they would not be looking at implementing these sorts of changes for probably 2 years down the track, because you're not talking about massively disrupting student study. No academics want to disrupt people's study in that way. So it's about making very considered decisions. This was not like that. This was coming from the top down. So it wasn't the experts who teach making the calls and then say, hey, we think we should make these changes. It was the top down saying, you need to cut courses now and you need to do it extremely fast. There's no way you can reasonably make such radical changes on such a short timescale without them having impacts on the degrees offered and impacts on students.
Would you say that management has given lecturers and students enough time to review the proposed course changes?
So when all this started coming out, some areas weren't told what was happening. Some areas were given good information. We did see some academic leaders go, okay, we're going to try and do as best we can to involve the staff in this discussion, which was fantastic because that's what should be happening. But other people weren't being so forthcoming. And eventually a lot of the academics said, this is absolutely not okay. This is not how academic decisions get made. And they held a special meeting of Senate specifically about these course changes. And at that special meeting, which was very well attended by the academics who can attend Senate, they put forward a motion to pause this process. And that motion was very heavily endorsed by the academics. Now, that motion then goes up to council. Council is the governing body of the university. Senate can make recommendations to council, but it can't actually make decisions itself. But having such a well-attended Senate vote so strongly in favour of pausing a process is actually quite significant. That's not something that happens at the university very often. And it also shows how strongly and deeply felt that this was bad decision-making. So that has happened. I believe council hasn't met yet to determine that. But since then, we have seen university leadership walk back the course cut discussion a bit. What they've said that there was some bad communication on their end, and they've also said that this process will go back to the faculties. Now, what our members are now wondering is, okay, what's that going to mean? Are we going to actually have a proper process now to look to determine any changes, or are we going to see the same thing happening just in a slightly different way? But yeah, they absolutely did not give those academics enough time to review the course changes. So now we're seeing if actually appropriate time is going to be given.
And are you confident that management will give you that proper process and listen to your feedback?
Confidence is an interesting word. I think that it is actually incredibly important for the university that leadership does do this. I think the consequences of them not giving staff the necessary time to work through any changes and make any proposals, because the other thing that didn't happen is because it wasn't clear exactly why the proposals were being made, there wasn't any room to discuss alternatives. So a few people were raising this. A few academics were saying, okay, well, is there something else we could do? You know, if this is really about teaching space, can we change the structure of our teaching to free up some of that space? But there wasn't any time to discuss that. And there should be time to discuss that. I really hope that leadership listens to what people are saying, because this could have very dire consequences. And I think if leadership doesn't listen, then a lot of staff are going to really question their decision making.
And before we wrap up the interview, do you have any calls to the University of Auckland that you'd like to make?
Education decisions should be made by educators. That would be my main call, that the educators need to be the ones making the decisions here. They're the experts. Trust your staff. They know what needs to happen, and they can come up with great solutions for problems and make things work, but they need to have full information.
And that was Nicole Wallace from the Tertiary Education Union talking to us about the course cut proposal at the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.